people in Turkey and Syria and the region were awoken at around 4 a.m. this morning by a 7.8 earthquake that sounded and felt, by all accounts, like a freight train moving through their homes and buildings. And already the death toll has risen well above 2,000, and the numbers are expected to rise. I have been in contact with our teams on the ground. Fortunately, they were all safe and accounted for. But what we're seeing and hearing is panic, shock, and it's cold. At night, it's dropping below freezing, 23 degrees in the region right now. And people are afraid to go back into buildings, as they should be. There have been 60 aftershocks so far. And one of them, just a few hours ago, apparently was almost as strong as the original earthquake at 7.5 on the Richter scale. So all the focus now is on search and rescue. Trained Oxfam staff are already part of that, while our teams are already also assessing needs, because these 48 hours are so critical, not just the life saving, but what happens next as people are out in the street, in the cold, food, clean water, blankets, the basics. And that's where we are on the ground doing assessments.
All right, so that was my next question. What is Oxfam doing? What's top of the list? What's the most important things for you to do right now?
Well, our priority at Oxfam is to ensure that people affected have adequate humanitarian assistance as soon as possible. We need to prevent secondary disasters, such as outbreaks of disease, which happen very quickly after a disaster like this. Safe water, critical sanitation, food, and just being covered from the elements. And we know that all countries affected by this terrible earthquake and the survivors of it will need so much help in these immediate days, but that intermediate 48 hours, 72 hours, and then the weeks and months of recovery after the immediate media attention has passed. And so for us, it's also important, it's vital that we're bringing attention to this issue now. Anyone who wants to donate, please do it now, even while we're assessing the needs, because that enables us to do scale up our response as quickly and efficiently as possible.
So in the process of doing these assessments, yes, there is quite a bit of danger still. So what is it that your teams are doing to make sure that they can be safe so that they can continue their work? Because if they end up in a difficult situation and not able to help, then that compounds the problem.
Oh, indeed. I mean, these moments are so worrisome. We have trained Oxfam staff in search and rescue, fortunately, in Turkey. As you know, Turkey has a history of earthquakes such as these. But part of, to redress some of the issues you raise, we're part of a civil society and government coordinated effort. So we're working with our local partners under the official response and mounting the response in country to make sure we minimize risk, safety and security of our staff so that they can keep doing that work. And we know that first responders are the people themselves. And we work with more than 80 women's cooperatives in 10 Turkish provinces. And, women are the first, are taking care of their families, trying to keep everybody safe and then get access to the services that are needed.
Abby, we've heard that there are thousands of buildings that have been collapsed and that there are possibly people still inside them. Some of them I've heard have been trying to communicate with the outside through social media and other forms of communications. Have you and your team heard about this? And what's the recommendation for people who may be in touch with those folks?
Well, it's a really good question. I mean, we're trying to coordinate as part of the global, the national response. Things to be mindful of are gas explosions as well. It pains me, having led emergency responses myself, these critical moments, the suffering of families, children, it's horrific to think about. The advice is to keep communication where they can. I was talking to somebody recently who a family was being safe in their car, jammed into their car, not going into the buildings, obviously, are critical. And then the search and rescue of moving people out is fundamental because these aftershocks are continuing and they're incredibly strong. So getting to safety, but there's so much to navigate right now. Assessment concurrent with search and rescue and gas explosions, electricity and comms being locked out, hospitals damaged. It's a very treacherous time and period, and everybody coordinating and keeping communication lines open is fundamental.
What is it that the average person here in the States or anywhere, well, anywhere else that hears or sees this, what is it that they can do to help in this situation?
Oh, well, keeping attention on this, donating. In our case, you can go to oxfamamerica.org, donate early because that really gives us the ability to start to get and pre-position what is needed for scaling up our response, other charities as well. But the being aware of how critical these early moments are for people's lives and livelihoods and just that empathy, we are all one. And thinking about others who need our support now is just key. And so we always look to and count on the generosity of the American people to help step up so that organizations like ours, working with our partners on the ground, can really be there, to help people during this critical time of saving lives, but then in what will be happening in the coming days and weeks and months to come.
Is there anything that I haven't asked you about that you think is important that we should discuss before we end this?
Oh, well, JJ, I mean, the working with local partners who are well positioned, we are very fortunate with the strength and decades of work in Turkey and in Syria to just be with in solidarity of how we can support the response. We know that in the case of Syria, it's a crisis within a crisis within a crisis. And it's easy to probably become numb to that. And this is the time where we can open our hearts and our minds to really step up and be supportive of organizations that are focusing on these, critical hours to complete our assessments and help us really scale up. So it's a note of thanks and also reminding us to be open. The news can be overwhelming right now, and I hope that we can all open our hearts to our common good and common humanity.